This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A five-year legal effort to save a historic Manchester landmark might be coming to an end. The Diocese of Manchester is moving forward with plans to demolish the 150-year-old Chandler House, despite calls from community historians to preserve the mansion. The diocese says the building is unsafe. John Clayton, the executive director of the Manchester Historic Association, has been trying to protect the Chandler House. He's here with me to speak about it. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Peter.
So tell us a little bit about the history of the Chandler Mansion. What is it and why did you want to preserve it?
Well, it is an absolute gem. The interior of the building is more spectacular than I've ever seen, including all of the other great Victorian homes in Manchester. It was important because George Byron Chandler built this building directly across the street from a home that was being built by a guy named Moody Currier. That is now the site of the Currier Museum of Art. In an effort to keep the campus intact, the Currier thought, why don't we acquire this property that's being threatened and use it for art exhibits, other functions? And so they made what I felt was a very generous offer to the diocese to purchase the building.
What was that offer?
We're talking $2 million by the time the purchase is concluded and the renovations occur expected to carry out. So a $2 million offer was rejected by the diocese, which, strangely enough, will now have to pay to demolish
them. They'll have to pay $2 million to demolish the building now anyway?
Oh, it won't cost $2 million to demolish, but it will be money out of pocket for the diocese, certainly if they're going to take this building down.
So you've had to negotiate with the Diocese of Manchester. From your perspective, what have negotiations looked like?
The only faith involved in these negotiations is bad faith on behalf of the diocese. I think probably from the beginning, they had no intention of selling the building. There were some very reputable offers made by reputable buyers, and they've been rejected at every turn. The Courier would be a wonderful steward for the future of this building. And in fact, the reason it's in its condition now, being really run down from the outside, is years of benign neglect by the diocese itself.
From pictures that I could find on Zillow from several years ago, the interior looks beautiful, but the diocese has said that the building is a safety hazard. Is that true from your perspective?
It is now. Again, those years of benign neglect have made it so. The beautiful portico is crumbling and falling down. There's damage to the roof, and you know some of the siding is damaged as well. But again, this is their own creation, and would I call it a hazard? Yes, from the outside, it certainly is. But knowing the talent of some of the people the Courier would bring in, that can be rectified if, in fact, the diocese would allow them to do so.
If you were able to save it, what could the house be used for?
Well, the Courier intends to use it for art exhibits, for conferences and gatherings, receptions. Again, it would be a great venue for that purpose. And again, I believe that the Courier would be great stewards for the building.
And the funds for saving the building for that purpose, would that come from both the Courier and the Manchester Historic Association or from another source?
Oh, sad to say, we're rather a poor cousin here at the Historic Association, so this is all in the Courier's hands.
So what's the next step in your mind, John Clayton?
In my mind, the next step is for the diocese to wake up and realize that this is a crisis of their own creation. We can preserve a fabulous historic building here in the city, and the diocese will come out of this looking really good. And in the eyes of the public, you know, I think the church does care about its reputation and image. This is a big, great way to restore part of it here in Manchester.
And the permit for demolition was submitted by the diocese earlier this month. Has it been approved to your knowledge?
Not yet. And we're encouraged. We got a very supportive letter from Mayor Joyce Craig, who wrote to the diocese and you know, basically beseeched them not to demolish this building. She had been able to visit one time with Greg Barrett, one of the realtors who was trying to move the house, and she testified to the grandeur of the interior of the building with its carved oak walls and paneling. Stained glass is fantastic. So again, we're hoping that Mayor Craig might help sway the diocese to allow this purchase to go through.
John Clayton is the executive director of the Manchester Historic Association. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Peter.